Tonight on the Sexy Vampire Teeth podcast, we have some explaining to do.
Yo, Joe.
Yo, Justin, what's going on? So, we have some explaining to do. We haven't been doing this for a little bit. You know, it's been about, what, a year and a half, I suppose?
Yeah, give or take.
And we just disappeared on everybody, just like that.
We ghosted you. We pulled the old Irish goodbye.
Yeah, we did. But you know, we're going to come back and have a finale. That's kind of what the purpose of tonight is. So don't get excited and think like, oh, shit, it's back. All two of you out there. This is essentially just a finale episode, and we're going to kind of explain briefly what had happened. So, you know, about a year and a half ago, we just stopped making episodes, and we didn't really have much of an explanation. The reason why is just, simply put, we got busy. Essentially, I got busy. So, you know, I had a lot going on with my career, home life, and it just became a lot to sort of do this podcast, you know, put everything together, edit it, send it out there, promote it, all that kind of stuff, you know, come up with, you know, ideas with everybody, right? Like, I mean, the whole thing was a process. I mean, you listen to an episode, it's what, you know, 40 minutes, you know, to an hour, whatever it is. But, you know, it took like, I don't know, like a good 2 weeks or whatever, right, to put together. And that's a lot of work, a lot of time to put aside. To do all that, and it got too much, you know. And I came to the guys, I came to all you guys, and I was like, look, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be able to do this anymore. You know, we talked about options as far as like, you know, someone taking it over or doing other things, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, we just sort of said goodbye to this. And you know, the plan was to sort of put out the unproduced episodes that we had recorded. We had like a couple episodes that would have kind of gotten us to about 149 episodes. And then we would have done a finale, and we kind of had that all planned out. You know, we weren't just going to just stop making it. We were just going to end it properly. And then, like, you know, there was an issue with the drive, and the thing broke on us, and the laptop broke on us, and we were trying to recover stuff, and we lost things, and things were corrupted, blah, 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 blah. You know, just a perfect storm of bullshit. And I was just like...
And then Skeeter got drafted and killed in Vietnam. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Enough stuff happened where I'm just like, yeah, I made the right decision, I think. And you know, we just sort of decided to stop, you know. So those other episodes never got put together. And as time went on, as more time went on, you know, it's got harder to go back and do that stuff. And it just was like, all right, you know, we're going to just kind of end this abruptly, I guess. And it just is what it is. And that's what happened, obviously. You know, you guys haven't heard from us in a while. So we talked recently about how, hey, listen, we got 144 episodes up there. It's a, you know, it's a respectable library of episodes, honestly. I think it's a lot, you know. We're doing it for a couple of years, so I mean, it wasn't like we failed or like didn't really like do anything or accomplish anything. I think we did a pretty good job with it, actually. So I thought it was appropriate to give this a actual finale. And being that it's Halloween, happy Halloween, Justin.
Nope.
I thought, yeah, fuck it. This would be a great opportunity to just sort of do a finale. You know, a lot of time has gone by. We never got to put the other episodes out, but whatever. And, yeah, we're going to do this finale for Halloween 2025 and, say goodbye to the audience. And, it's going to be, honestly, dude, I'm just going to keep this very like kind of, unedited. You know, I want to like kind of almost put this up live. So that's because I don't want to go back to doing the bullshit that got me like just fed up in the first place, which is like editing a, you know, hour long podcast for 4.5 hours. So this is going to sound maybe a little bit, more candid with the ums and ahs and whatever, but, yeah, listen, you know, you guys are okay.
You'll just fucking deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to get like, it mowed me because this is just, like I said, a finale. But it doesn't mean I don't care. I thought having just a regular conversation about, you know, where the podcast went and where we might have wanted to go, and talk a little bit about, you know, this year's Halloween and kind of Halloween in general, would be a nice way to say goodbye. So, you know, the first thing I want to ask you is, obviously, you know, we ended this or we're ending it now. And in a perfect world, like, where would you have liked to have seen this actually end? Because the thing is it's not a movie or a TV show, right? We don't have an ending. It's not like, oh, you never got to hear the fucking ending to Sexy Vampire, you know, podcast. You know, podcasts just end at some point, I guess, right? So in your like perfect world though, like where would you have liked this to gone in terms of an actual finale? Because this was more abrupt.
I mean, I kind of wanted to see it be like an open-ended sort of thing, and maybe leave people guessing, like, were they really dead the whole time? What was the church all about? All that good stuff. No, honestly, I didn't see an ending to this. I never saw Endgame for the podcast. I always kind of felt like this is something that we could kind of keep doing in perpetuity because you're not going to stop making horror movies.
Yeah.
And there are so many out there anyway that we really could have kept this going for, I mean, for a very long
I mean,
time.
we would
I
have
don't
died
know.
eventually.
Okay, yeah, eventually we'd be dead and then we pass it on to our grandkids.
Because fuck our kids.
But yeah, no, they don't. Actually, you know what's funny? My kid is actually, she's gonna be 15
Jesus Christ.
next month, I know. Don't remind me. And she has grown into a big horror fan herself.
Nice.
And I think that's just genetics, honestly. But
Yeah.
it's funny, she had texted me I think it was maybe a month or so ago. She goes, I found the podcast. I'm just like, what? Okay. She goes, sexy vampire teeth? I said, oh no.
Maybe like start going back now. I'm like, oh my God, 150 episodes or 145 episodes, whatever it is. What did I say that my daughter can't hear?
Yeah,
That had to run
exactly.
through your head.
It did. It
Yeah.
absolutely did. But I asked her, like, what is your thing? And she obviously she hasn't listened for a long time. She was like, you guys need some work.
Nice.
Yeah. So from our teenage constituency, that's what we got.
Yeah, that's
There's a
expected, I think. Yeah. Well, I mean,
little.
look, the fact is, we're all kind of like, I don't know about out of touch, but we're older, so like the kind of like demographic we're shooting for, you know, the people we're speaking to are not that age, right? Like I don't understand like the things that teenagers or even younger kids like really are into, you know, like it's just that I'm at that age, right? So like I'm just kind of like okay with it. So, but I think the thing is like people our age are still on, you know, social media platforms and podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff like that. So like there's always an audience for us to speak to. It's not just, you know, for a younger generation that maybe isn't interested in this. Or, you know, like we don't have to be so polished because like they a lot of people our age don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? So we don't have the bells and whistles or whatever. But yeah, I could see your 15-year-old daughter saying that. But
I
yeah.
wasn't even offended. I
Oh
actually thought
yeah.
it was funny.
No, I'm yeah, so I mean, you're right. I mean, we really could have gone on indefinitely. I mean, for me personally, I feel like, you know, we were doing all different kinds of things, right? We were doing this kind of history of slasher movies, which I was like really into. I was kind of making that like a little thesis project of sorts. You know, I had a couple books that I was reading, and I was like, I had like, you know, vigorous note taking, you know, sessions where I was watching things and reading things and stuff like that. And I was really into it. And to be honest with you, in the back of my mind, my while the podcast was the platform for it, my preparation was really more for like a book maybe. When I had like downtime, like towards retirement age, which would be like some kind of coffee table book or whatever that I was trying to put together, and I'm still kind of working on a little bit. But if we had kept going, like I think we would have done like a year of that. We would have done all the other episodes, like the niche things that we were thinking about doing, and we would have kind of all got a chance to do one, right? We probably would have finished all the Friday the 13th stuff. And I'm gonna say, like, probably at around like episode 200, all that would have happened, right? For
Right.
me, I think if by episode 200 we had all that stuff and we did all those things, and the fan base was still kind of not that high, I probably would have said, you know what, guys, let's go take this to another type of media, maybe. You know what I mean? I think that's where I had plans in my head. Not that I really sat down, like, thought that through, but asking you the question now and thinking about it, I'm like, I think that's probably what I would have recommended, had we got to that point.
Well, when you say another medium, what do you mean?
I don't know, maybe like work on a book, maybe work on a documentary, maybe work on, just like YouTube shorts instead, because that seems to be what everybody fucking zombifies out to at this point. Oh dude, I had to stop that. Like I literally had like I was so like unproductive, and like that little lightning bolt button on your fucking YouTube app, I haven't touched that this entire year.
Oh, wow.
Not the entire year. Unless I get someone sends me shit, I'm like, okay, I'll watch it, but that's it. I don't fucking look at that anymore, dude. And I tell you something, like, not to like sound snooty or whatever, like or holier than thou, but like I feel like not doing that has definitely let me sort of be a little bit more productive. Not that I don't zone out necessarily, but like I feel like that kind of zoning out is just like complete garbage. And I get that people need that. Like I know, but like I started keeping like a book at my desk, and I would just sort of read a chapter or something. So like I read like maybe close to 20 like books or whatever this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like not like big like novels and stuff like that. Like some like pretty small stuff, but like that's just what I was turning to a little bit. Or just put on parts of a movie or a show, just for like a 15 half of a episode of something, or a quarter of a movie, whatever the case may be, and sort of, do like mundane tasks to that instead of like YouTube. 'Cause like, you're stopped in your tracks with that, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, listen, I spent almost too much time on YouTube.
Yeah, we all are guilty of it.
But I think the difference there is instead of like, watching like short little clips and things, like I actually seek out longer form videos on there.
Okay. Well, I still do that. Yeah, I still have some people that I follow. I'll watch like a, 10, 15, 20 minute video or something like that. It's the shorts that kind of did me in for a little bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You see, I try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna watch something on YouTube,
It's
like
perpetrator. Yeah.
there's a lot of true crime on there that
Yes, you were into that stuff.
I can spend days sitting here watching that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I get what you're saying. I 100%.
So another question I kind of had, I guess this feels more like a interview of sorts, but like, what was an episode that we did not get to do that you would have liked to have done for the podcast? I think it might be the same episode for us, me and you.
I don't know. I
Okay.
don't know. I think we might differ here. One thing I really wanted to get around to that we never got to do was the Elm Street franchise picture of her.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I really wanted to do that one. I would have really been interested to hear your take on it and the other guys' takes
Yeah.
on what they might do. That's the one thing I really wanted to get into
Well,
that we didn't get to.
I kind of know yours because we've spoken about that a few times. I probably would have been hard pressed to come up with something because I'm not as knowledgeable with Elm Street stuff, and I'm also just like not, I don't think, like in touch with that series as much. Because one of the things that you and I first did together, horror related was that you and I mean, I'm saying this to the audience, really, obviously, you know, but you and I sat down one October. It went into fucking December, but we watched every Friday 13th and every Elm Street movie in order of production. So, because I had never really seen the Elm Street movies besides the first one and like parts of the second one. And I don't know. Like, did you see all the Friday 13th? I think maybe not, right? At that point, or some of the
At
middle
that point,
ones.
no, I had, I had not seen.
Yeah.
I had seen, I think at that point I had seen one, two, four, six, and eight.
Okay. Yeah, and that was my like favorite franchise, and I'd seen them all so many times. Same with you for Elm Street. And so we did that. And then we started doing that every October. Not that, but
Right,
we
but we would do like a different
Yeah.
horror
Yeah.
franchise or like subgenre.
Right. So right, we picked something to basically just say, okay, we're gonna marathon this for October, that's Halloween. And then it grew into like inviting all the rest of our friends and having like big parties with it. And that just kept going until we brought it to the people, you know, with this podcast. It's kind of what we did, but just year round. You know, discussions on horror movies, binging horror movies, series, certain, you know, newer stuff, older stuff, whatever the case may be. And that just continued, you know, because we all had gone our separate ways in terms of like living different places at that point. So that was a way to keep doing that all year round, really, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And while I really would love to have just done that for October, do this podcast every October, I just felt like that wouldn't really collect an audience. And also like it would just be like, well, that's like our favorite month and we want to just kind of watch something and not work, you know, work the whole time. And like, you know,
Right.
just edit things, and that just sort of takes away time to enjoy the month, you know, enjoy like the holiday. So yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I would have liked to have done an episode where we sort of fuck with the audience, where we like kind of played out like more of a horror theme situation, like the podcast went wrong and it sort of people didn't know, like, you know, almost like a world of the
Like a War of the Worlds situation. Yeah, I got you.
We talked about that too, you know,
We
like
did,
playing with the
yes.
audio and stuff like that. And you know, we were gonna build up to that with like, you know, adding in like little things on episodes before that. Little like audio like ticks and things that you would hear in the background, like whispers or whatever, to kind of make it like creepy and be like, did I fucking hear that? And like kind of build up to some kind of episode, like almost like a mockumentary thing that we would have put out. I mean, well, that would have been a cool way to end it too, but we just never got to that. So that was kind of like my episode that I never got to make. I thought that would have been different.
I would have been sick. That would have been great.
Yeah, if we pulled it off, I guess. I mean,
I think we could have.
yeah. I mean, I, you know, although we stopped doing this, you know, being kind of a creative person, you know, wanting to create things, right? And like being that kind of guy, and that's like in my, you know, my DNA, you know, to like make things. You know, I still have ideas and smaller things that I work on, and you know, just to keep that part of me going. And hopefully, you know, in time where things slow down or whatever, you know, in the twilight of my career, and then kind of, you know, maybe starting some other kind of career, I would love to, you know, do bigger things. Maybe some kind of documentary or a book or both or whatever. And we've all talked about stuff like that. So I, you know, I'm hoping that everybody hears from us soon, you know, on a different platform. So, you know, it's not like goodbye necessarily, but you know, it is just to this particular thing because, you know, it's hard for us to get together. And you know, the thing I always talked about on the podcast was, you know, oh, everybody out there listening, if you want to do this, do this. Yeah, I still recommend that 100%. Because it is a great way to connect with your friends, and it's a good time, right? It's a fun thing to do, but you know, it takes some work, obviously. When we stopped doing the podcast, we kind of stopped talking to each other as much, which kind of bummed me out, you know? So we did like the group text and stuff like that. Now we have been talking lately about kind of having a once a month session, not recording and putting out there, just getting together on, you know, Zoom or whatever, and all just catch up like we did, you know, weekly or whatever, bi-weekly for this podcast in the past, because we haven't really had that in a while. So I do miss that of that element of this.
Took a while. And I listen, I understand why kind of slipped. Older, you know, we all have different things going on in our lives. You know, life gets busy. And at the end of the day, that's why unfortunately we had to stop doing what we're doing. And it's as sad as it is, it's just kind of the way life goes, unfortunately.
Now obviously, like, you know, we wanted to try to get everybody on board for this one, but that's also hard to do, because everybody kind of has a busy month. Most of the guys in this podcast or on this podcast have birthdays this month, and you know, shit that was going on, like big, you know, life-changing things that were happening for some guys that were part of the podcast, were just very, very busy. So, you know, in a suiting way, like, right, it's ending, it started with you and me, and it's ending with you and me in the same kind of fashion as we did it with the ye olde phone call. And
It started with us and now it's going to end with us.
Yeah, man, and it's honestly, it's been a great time. Like, I really enjoyed the podcast. I thought, you know, even if the episodes weren't fantastic, or I was like, they could have been better or funny, whatever the case may be, I enjoyed making every single one. It was never really like a chore necessarily. You know, there was always like, you know, laughing and joking around or whatever. We got whatever product we got out of it. I thought most episodes were really great, you know, and I've enjoyed listening to him again. It makes me feel closer to you guys, and it just kind of puts a smile on my face. Hopefully it does that for you guys that listen to this. And you know, I before we, you know, before we say goodbye, I mean, do what is there anything you want to ask or bring up? I was gonna kind of talk about like Halloween this year before we like went, but before like we even do that, was anything like you're thinking of bringing up?
I was actually curious. Do you have like a favorite episode?
Oh,
Do you
favorite
not?
episode. Okay, so I really enjoyed the Friday the 13th ones because I like just loved watching movies with my friends again, you know, like who aren't close by. Like that was a lot of fun for me. So I missed those. And I gotta tell you, even though it's like a really early episode, I think my favorite episode is the General Mills Cereal Monsters.
That's a great episode. It is. It's a great episode. I don't think it did very well.
I don't think any of those early ones did very well. We kind of got a bigger audience and more like hits or whatever you want to call it, I think in the sort towards the end of the second season of the podcast, third season. I think that's where we really had a larger audience and some because everybody was kind of involved, you know, like it was they were different episodes. I think that's when we got more hits. So yeah, people I don't think gave a shit about that or even really haven't heard it. But if you haven't heard it, listen, that one's awesome. That's always awesome as well.
One.
Yeah. What about you?
I actually, it's funny because I was going back kind of listening to some of the old episodes. That's over the past week or so. And I noticed the ones that I enjoyed the most were actually the ones about the Halloween movie.
Oh yeah, like they were like the first couple episodes, like when we were watching the Halloween movies that were coming out for streaming. Yeah, those are good episodes too.
I actually really enjoyed those episodes. I feel like we did a really good job
Yeah.
on them. And it's just entertaining to listen to, too, which I mean sounds self-serving, I know. And
Oh yeah.
you know, maybe I'm a narcissist.
Find out.
Who knows? Find out never because we're done. I found those to be the ones I kind of most enjoyed listening to, at least. I definitely enjoyed morning. Morning is always a good time. Just like from a listener perspective, fun.
Agreed.
Okay. So, Halloween 2025.
Yeah, I mean,
What do we got going on?
well, I gotta say, you know, we talked about the possibility of like talking about some of the movies that have come out since the podcast ended, but that would have been crazy. And it had been a long time, right? And honestly, like, there's a couple of things that I kind of missed I haven't seen yet, but
Same.
this year, I you know I haven't seen some of the big stuff yet. I'm a little behind. I maybe like I'm always like falling like a good 2 to 3 months behind what's coming out, if that makes sense, right? So
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm still watching like, you know, fucking July stuff, you know?
Okay.
So I haven't seen some of the bigger things that came out. Like I know Weapons is huge. I didn't see that yet. Have you seen that?
I just watched it the other day. It's fantastic. I can't recommend that highly enough.
Yeah, it's a streaming on
It's on HBO Max.
yeah, I saw that. I'm trying to think what I saw that I was kind of like you know, kind of taken back by or was like really impressed with. And I have to kind of like look real fast because I don't know off the top of my head, but the not Halloween, the Friday the 13th short, Sweet Revenge. I thought that was kind of unique. I think it's worth
That's
like
worth for.
mentioning. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a great commercial.
Okay, so right. So I'm watching this short, right? 'Cause like the I don't want to get into too much, but like this Jason Universe thing is essentially what came out of the rights battle with Victor Miller and the Friday 13th franchise. And they finally settled all that. And what we wound up getting is, you know, we got some show coming out, right? The Crystal Lake show. And then we got this kind of, I guess, YouTube channel, Jason Universe. And it's going to basically be like a continuation of Jason. I'll be honest, like, I don't really understand the rights thing. I'd love to sit here and talk about it like I did, but I don't. So essentially, we get this kind of YouTube channel and they put out a short film called Sweet Revenge, because I guess they can't use the title Friday the 13th, right? So we got essentially a new Friday the 13th movie in a short form. And I'm watching this thing and I'm like, okay, I'm into this. It's 13 minutes long. I'm like, oh, that's clever, right? And I'm watching this. I'm like, boy, there's a lot of apples in this thing. Like, what's up with that? I find out later that it was a commercial for like Angry Orchard Cider.
Right, yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I don't really understand.
I don't get it either. I'm very confused. I don't understand. I don't understand the rights issues. I don't really get like who owns what anymore. Because that was Jason, right? Brad Anthony's authority. He's not an ass at all.
Oh, yeah.
And Victor Miller was credited as producer on that.
Yeah.
Which I thought that he had like the opposite rights to that, right? Which technically he should, because he has like Pam Voorhees and Jason as a child and all that. But like Jason with the hockey mask and all that, like that thing comes later.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe it's like, is this without Victor Miller's involvement? And then like the Crystal Lake show is, I don't know, man. I honestly, it's so fucking retarded. And I'm sorry if I
Yeah.
offend anyone with the word retarded,
Well,
but that's what it is.
yeah, I yeah, we're not gonna you,
Doesn't
whatever
matter.
is in there now. It
Doesn't
doesn't
matter.
matter.
We're off the air after this anyway, so you could say whatever you
It doesn't matter. What are you gonna do, cancel us?
want. Yeah. I mean, I could say way worse.
Yeah. And you have.
I might. I don't know. It's getting late, so yeah, I don't know, but I liked it though. I liked the short. I thought the special effects were awesome. The story was kind of like different, which I was good with. Like I was like, oh cool, we're getting a little something. We're getting like, you know, a taste of the old stuff, right? And then we're getting some new stuff. But honestly, all the other horror movies that I've seen, like that came out in the summertime, like I really just did not like. Like I said, I didn't see Weapons yet, but like I thought like the Megan sequel was just fucking trash. Like I don't know what that was all about.
I didn't even bother with it.
Yeah, it wasn't really a horror movie. And then there was a couple other things that I saw that I don't really feel like are worth mentioning, but oddly enough, the things that I really loved the most this year were came out in the beginning of the year. And the two, the three things actually that come to mind are Hard Eyes, which I really just found like I adored it. Like I really thought it was really like a good a well put together slasher. It was charming, very charming,
It was, yeah.
very very charming. So I liked Hard Eyes. I loved Presence, man. That was a great fucking movie. Did you see that?
Definitely didn't do that,
Oh yeah,
no.
check that out. That's really good. It's a ghost story, but it's really, really, really well done.
Okay.
And then Companion I thought was good too. I also found that to be very charming. And then everything, and that was like I said, that was early in the year. We're talking about like January, February. And then like after that, I did see most of the stuff that came out, and I was just like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm missing something, and someone's gonna like listen to this and be like, you fucking it. But I can't really think of anything else. Like Sinners was
Did you?
fine. I don't know. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. I feel like Sinners was kind of overhyped.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was bad at all. I just didn't think it was as good as the hype would lead you to believe.
right. Sometimes I don't know if it's like, oh, we have to say we like a movie because of who's involved in it. Like it's a big name, it's a big director, whatever the case may be. Like Bring Her Back or whatever it was, right? We're talking about the people that made what's it called?
Talk to me.
Talk To Me, right? I didn't like it. And honestly, like if it wasn't by those people, I wouldn't have seen it, right? So now you got Coogler, he puts this movie out. It's got Michael B. Jordan, who I like a lot, and I'm like, well, I guess I have to like it, right? Like so I watch it, I'm just like, everybody's talking it up. It's all it's amazing. It says, but is it? Like, I don't know. It was just are you just giving so much credit to the director? Like if someone else made the movie, it wasn't a big name, or a fucking white guy, right, made the movie. Like it would fucking white people in it? Like would we even like talk about it? I don't know. Would it have been like direct to fucking rental? Like I just I watched.
I don't think it was bad quality. Again, I enjoyed
Dude,
the movie for what it was. I just didn't
yeah.
think it was as great as everybody was hyping it up to be.
I've seen those people make really great movies, like the director and the actor, because they always work together.
Right.
And I didn't mean you, them people. I'm just saying, like
Gotcha.
I've seen that like combination before, and they make amazing fucking movies. This was
They
definitely not in
do.
that. Yeah, this is not in the category for me. So again, I'm just like,
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
yeah.
Definitely agree with that. But
It's
this was not Food Pound Station.
it, well, the thing is that like another guy, which we're called Jordan Peele, right? Like, so he had the movie out this year too that fucking tanked. I didn't even see it. What,
I
him?
didn't even know it came out.
Yeah, him.
I didn't realize that had come out there.
And again, a name that we like, oh shit, like we pay attention to this guy, we like his stuff. And I've kind of like I've had like a wave of like being a fan of his stuff. Like I loved, like the first thing he came out with, right? And then we get to his second movie, third movie, and I'm like up and down with it for a while. I don't know, man. I didn't see it, but I heard it was like really bad. Like the reviews were terrible. I don't know anyone that saw it necessarily, like to tell you like what I heard from people directly, but it didn't look good. I could tell you that much. It didn't look good to me.
You gotta look all right. I mean, I'm looking forward to it just because
Because of who it
you
is, right?
know,
Of
you
course, right.
can't.
Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about you? I mean, what is anything that I didn't mention that was like a standout to you?
Not really,
Yeah.
honestly. I didn't see Bring Her Back. I was actually planning on watching that tonight, and I probably still will, just
Oh
because
yeah,
it's
I mean
one of
it's not
those, you know what I
garbage. It's
mean?
just not that special, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean that was definitely on my radar just because I did love Talk to Me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that. I'll tell you, one of the movies that I was actually really looking forward to this year, just because I'm a big fan of the franchise, Hell House Lineage.
Oh yes, I did hear that was coming out.
That actually just got released on streaming today.
Okay, cool.
And I watched it.
Oh, how was it?
I watched it right before we jumped on this call.
Again, in the mood.
Not good.
All right.
Not even a little bit good.
Because you had enjoyed those like up until like the last one, I thought, right?
Even Origins, I didn't dislike. It was, a little different from the first three.
Yeah.
Just because it's a new setting, but still kind of within that same world. So I did enjoy Origins. Lineage, though, man. Listen, Stephen Cognetti, the guy who makes these movies, he's very good doing found footage movies.
He's done all of them so far. Like, it's just one dude.
One dude.
Okay. I respect that. That's pretty impressive.
He created the whole lore, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's something. Okay.
Like, once you start getting into it, like, you really want to start diving into it, and you really can't because there's not a whole lot other than the movies. But, and they kind of drip feed you information, you know?
Okay.
This movie gets into it a little more, but it's also very confusing narratively. So this is the first movie in the franchise that is not a found footage movie.
Okay.
This is a straight narrative. And this is not his first non-found footage movie. He's made another one that came out, I think, last year. That was also terrible.
Okay. So it's not his thing.
Say again?
It's just not his thing, then.
It's really not.
Yeah.
He really needs to stick to found footage. So that's what he's very good at.
Yeah.
But yeah, I cannot recommend Hell House LLC Lineage. What I can recommend, though, is I watched it, Welcome to Derry started.
Oh, I didn't see that yet. Yeah.
First episode came out on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, you liked it? Okay.
I did, but I'm a huge fan of Vancouver. Like, this is, I love, obviously, I love the movies. And the show is really diving into the lore and the history of Derry.
Okay.
And that's the stuff like I'm really, really interested in getting into, because I love the interludes from the book, and that's what the show is based on.
Oh, okay. Now, do they use the same? They use the same actor who played Pennywise in the newer movies? Is it supposed
yes.
to like? So it's supposed to take place within that world, like the new film.
Yes, it takes place within the same continuity as the new movies.
Oh, okay. I like
so,
that.
Yeah. So they have three seasons planned.
Oh, okay.
This first season takes place in 1962. Each season goes back another 27 years.
Got it.
So this movie, so this season takes place 27 years before chapter one.
Okay.
So you're in the 60s. It's got kind of the vibe that really would have been going for in the original book with the Losers Club.
Okay.
Because that took place in the late 50s. So like with the period setting and everything, it I feel like it really worked. They pull off some major fucking surprises just in this first episode. They're not holding anything back. And I would actually go so far as to say it's actually maybe even grosser than anything he did in either of the two movies.
Okay. All right. I mean, that makes me kind of look forward to it a little bit more. I had it like, I wasn't necessarily going to rush into it just because like it just started and I didn't really hear much about it. And I'm already like watching other things for like Halloween season. But I was like, oh, that might be a way to like, keep the spooky season going a little bit next month.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. The next episode actually comes out. They're releasing it early. It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
So they want to release it on Halloween.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, now I'm actually looking forward to that. I really just thought it was like some kind of nonsense cash grab. I didn't know that. It had like some root in the book and it was sort of planned for an ending. That actually makes me like appreciate it more, I think, and look forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, each season is based on the interludes from the book. It goes into kind of the history of, the things that have happened in the past in Derry.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest things about this season, and he is mentioned in the book, and so it's not completely out of line with the book, but Dick Halloran from The Shining,
okay,
is in this season of the show.
Like the character?
The character of Dick Halloran.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And he was in the book. He was mentioned in the book in the interlude that pertains to the series, to the season.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It makes sense for him to be in it. I just would not have expected it to be on the show.
Who plays him?
I don't know. I don't remember the actor's name.
Okay. No, like no one big then.
No, but I mean, he's age appropriate so that you can believe that, yes, this guy will grow up to be the older version of Dick that we see in the movie.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Outside of Hogra, I think some of my favorite things I've seen this year, believe it or not, I mean, I guess it kind of borders horror. Fucking Jurassic World Rebirth, man. I love that movie. I thought it was really good.
So good.
Yeah, people fucking hated it, man. I don't know. I just, it was what I was looking for. And it kind of had that, like, one of the things it had going for it, it had that, like, old sort of, like, 30s serial adventure kind of feel to it.
Yes, yes. We just have, like, these explorers on an island.
Yeah, yeah. And I had kind of, like, been into that stuff this year lately. I was reading some of Doyle's Professor Challenger stuff.
Okay.
Is like The Lost World and what's it called? The Poison Belt and like that book series that he did with that character. So that's those kinds of stories, you know? And I'd had been like watching some old Willis O'Brien, like stop motion stuff from like back in like the fucking 20s and stuff. So like, you know, that mostly dinosaurs as well. Right. So like I was in the perfect mindset to watch that movie. I also had kind of gotten on a little bit of a Jurassic Park kick because I was looking forward to the movie coming out. And I hadn't really been looking forward to any of the Jurassic World movies before that, but for whatever reason, like I said, maybe because I was in that mindset and it looked like it was going to be that kind of movie. And it was. I was looking forward to it, and I actually read the first two books, which I told you about, yeah, this summer. Those were like my summer like reads, like when I was at the beach and stuff like that, that would be my go-to books. So I read both of those for the first time. I never read them before. And I loved them. I loved them so much.
I was going to say, I don't think I got your, final review for The Lost World. I know we talked about Jurassic Park and Lost World, and you're trying to have a cool read of that.
Right. So without getting into it too much, because I don't want to derail the podcast, I think I kind of liked, so I loved the Jurassic Park book, but I felt like the ending was very abrupt.
It is, yes.
Yeah. I like kind of where it's going, and I realize that literally it's just a Super Nintendo game. So, like with the poison eggs and shit like that. So like, I thought it was good. You know, they were very different. Like the movie and the book were very different to me. I like them both for different reasons. Maybe I like the movie a little bit more than the book. I don't know. When it came to The Lost World, I liked the book better. And I think I actually liked the book better than the first book.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You know, you know what? I can see why. Because The Lost World, the book, is very much with the same tone as those adventure stories.
Yeah. And it's very different, too. I was reading a whole different story.
The title straight from the original Lost World.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think it caused of the tone of that book, which was very different from the first book.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Maybe, yeah. And then obvious, very not horror related. I fucking loved Superman, man. I thought that was a great movie.
Don't even get me started. I will sit here and call for.
I know we have already, and we won't. But like, just I think it's one of my favorite movies of the year. I didn't like anything Marvel put out. Maybe this Daredevil was the only exception. I'm over Marvel. I'm done with that shit. But like, I'm really looking forward to James Gunn stuff, and I've been so into it. Like Peacemaker season 2 and
Oh
fucking
my God, so good.
so good, right? And like even like the Creature Commando thing that I saw, it was like last year, I think it came out. I don't remember it that well, but I thought it was pretty cool. I'll rewatch that. But Superman and Peacemaker, like what a great like companion to each other. And I've been like all into it, man. I'm very excited to see what he does. I like his approach to this comic book universe. I think he's got a good approach, and I think he's got a good mindset on what he's trying to bring to the table that's a little bit different, which is actually like creative, well put together movies and stories, which is just like not what we're getting with these like
Right.
multi sort of layered universes and shared universes or whatever they're putting out there, right? Everything is like a thing now, right? It's like so many different parts and things to watch, and it's like a fucking job, and everyone's doing it, you know, and they're bringing old shit back and whatnot. But he has, I think, the right approach, which is like, well, let's just put quality out, you know. Let's like, who cares like what it is that we're telling the story of? Just make a good story. They're doing Clayface. Fucking weird choice, man. But you know what? It's Flanagan, and I'm
Yeah,
sure it's going to be
who is
amazing. You know, I already picture like
yes.
what they could do with that. You know, a straight up kind of horror movie. It's definitely unique, his approach, and it's different. It's not what people want or expect, I don't think. For you know, it's like not like the, it's not the standard go to for an approach to
It's
this
not
kind
the
of thing.
Marvel method.
It's not, no. Not even a DC method, honestly. Like the past DC movies have kind of followed the Marvel method in a way, but I think his approach is outstanding, and I'm really looking forward to this stuff, and I can't say when the last time I felt that way was. I don't know. So, yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. So, like, yeah, and we talked about this a lot. You know, with these things, it's a barrage, right? Like, we've got that for a long time with Star Wars, where it's just nonstop,
Yeah.
like just throwing shit at the wall. Marvel's obviously been doing it for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
Especially with streaming now, just like it's hard to keep up. But that's the thing I like about James Gunn's approach to this is it's going to be quality over quantity.
Yeah, I know. And I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's just, it's so simple and no one's really done it yet. So, right. Yeah, so there's that. So, I mean, like, I feel like every year and every holiday season, especially, right, we get new things, new stuff, which is always like rehash of old stuff anyway. But there's some new, unique things out there. So you got new stuff, but then there's always, especially lately in the last like decade for sure, even more strongly now than ever. And there's reasons for it that we don't, you know, we could help make a whole nother podcast about, but nostalgia, right? Like we have something that comes back every holiday season, every year, whatever. We have something that comes back that's popular. And I feel like right now we're getting that kind of old decorations. Target's kind of making like those buy sell sort of die cut decorations, like something that looks in the style of that, even though they're like non-paper stuff looks like that. And the Ben Cooper shit, man, like NECA did the Ben Cooper like costume
The
kids.
figures, yeah,
Yeah,
those are so
and we're
great
seeing those
too.
costumes come out. Like that's been this year's nostalgic, hey, remember these fucking things? Like that's,
Right, it's not so much about the
yeah,
movies or the TV
no,
shows,
it's
it's
like
about the general, like everything else around Halloween.
right. And I like that. I'm kind of into that. As far as nostalgic for me, actually, this Halloween season, I was rewatching two old shows from my childhood that I haven't seen in forever, which was Are You Afraid of the Dark and Goosebumps. I watched the first season of both those shows. And dude, Are You Afraid of the Dark is a great show, man. I think it still kind of holds up.
I love that show.
Yeah. It's great, man. My girlfriend, she was showing her kids that, and they were into it. So that means something. But dude, Goosebumps like sucked. I cannot think it was as good.
I'll throw this out there right now.
Yeah.
I was never a huge Goosebumps fan.
Yeah.
Like even when it was originally on, like I would watch a couple episodes here and there and be like, yeah. I was way more you afraid of the dirt person.
Yeah. I was back then too. But I was like trying to be like, oh, like, are they really similar? Like, why aren't they similar? They're both like Canadian kid shows, like Canadian horror kid shows, but they are very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember a couple of years ago, like think I might have still been living in Jersey. But I gone over to my parents. There was some kind of a party or something. It might have been for a holiday. I don't remember what it was. But I was over there at my parents, and me and my sister Jess had gotten drunk. And she was like, "Let me watch you. You're afraid of the dark." I was like, "Yeah." And we sat there for like 2 hours watching like horror plot episodes or
It's
you afraid
short.
of the
Yeah.
dark.
You can fucking blow through. I blew through the first season. And I was like, oh, it's over already.
Yeah, they're not long. They're like
No,
22
man.
minute episodes.
Yeah. So cool, though, man. It's a good show. I like that show a lot.
Was the not to derail, but was the one with the kids who get trapped in the mall?
That wasn't in the first season.
Damn it!
I
That was
didn't.
one of my favorite
Was it?
episodes.
I don't remember that one. Like, I like
Oh, it
watched.
was so good. They're like they're stuck in the mall. Like it's like obsessed with video games and like pinball machines. And then at the end, they think they're finally free, and a giant pinball comes sweeping down. Oh, it's great.
Oh, no. I did see that. Yeah. I did see that episode. It wasn't the kids. Okay. I thought you meant like kids locked in the mall. Like, the kid. It was called, I think, The Tale of the Pinball Wizard. And the kid.
Yes.
Yeah. I did. That was a good episode. It was like a princess and stuff. He plays a pinball game he wasn't supposed to, and he gets stuck in it, and it's like a replica of the mall inside of it that he's stuck
Yes,
in. Yeah.
that's
And
it.
that,
Yes.
yeah. The way you were describing it at first, I thought it was like, oh, it was just kids locked in the mall. But yes, I did see a movie. That was it. I think that might have been like the finale of this season one. I'm not sure, but yeah, I thought that was actually a really good episode too.
Yeah, that's an episode I will never ever forget. I know it was always one of my favorites.
I remembered the episode really well where I forget what it was called. It was something about a prom, like the girl like meets these two kids in a graveyard, right? And like she they're all reading about like the legend of some like prom date accident, right? Where like the girl was waiting for a prom date to show up and he gets killed in the car accident and like she dies too. And so like these two boys and this girl like trying to research the story and like find out where the car like went, and like it's a pretty cool episode. I remember it as a kid, and it was part of the first season, and it turns out like she's the one that fucking died, and she was like
Oh.
using them to like get the boyfriend to come back or whatever. I'm not doing it any justice at all the way I'm describing it. I'm saying it like a fucking idiot, but like it's a really great episode. I'm sure anyone that knows this show like knows what I'm talking about, and it's like, yeah, they what's he even saying right now? But yeah, that was like that was when I remembered as a kid. I loved it. It was really well done.
I'm gonna have to find it on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, fine. I forget where I watched them. I don't know, but they're out there. Like they're not hard to find. It's not a show you have to like really search too hard for. But all right, I mean, let's I think maybe we should wrap this up. You have any closing thoughts for the podcast? That's a big ask, but
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts, but I think I'll really just I had a blast doing this with you. I
yeah.
really did.
No, me too,
Yeah,
man.
it's like we've worked on a lot of projects over the years. I think this is my favorite.
Yeah, man. It's definitely very special to me. And it always will be. And it'll always be something that I can go to cheer myself up. While, life kind of gets in the way and we get busy, we still try to do the best we can to make time for each other. And, I want to try to be better with that. And yeah, man, I hope other people that listen to this also get cheered up by the show or had the inspiration to do it themselves, like I was saying, and continue to do it, whatever the case may be. But yeah, man, I th thank you so much for like doing this with me too. I got we came up with this idea, and it was such a simple thing, right? And it wound up being such like a great way to connect again, and we'll connect stronger, really. Not that we ever disconnected, and also sort of do something creative, right? And it's just all around like good vibes or whatever. Feel silly using that word, but that's like a good way to put it. So yeah, man, thank you for like doing this with me in the start and, continue it and ending it. It was really special. And thank you to everybody else like that was on this episode. Obviously, Matt, huge, contributor to the show like in so many ways. Sean, had some great funny stuff to add to this as well. Sean and I have been friends for fucking ever. Obviously Jay, who did the music, which I fucking loved. Like that upset me to never have to, play again. I love his intro, and outro, which you'll hear. And Anthony, who was made an appearance. Am I gonna miss anybody else, right?
No, I think we got everybody.
Yeah. I don't have that many friends. So it's kind of like everybody was on it. So. But yeah, man, thank you all for all of us in the friend group for contributing to this and making this a special thing. And thank you everybody, that was out there listening to it and enjoyed it. Obviously it's still out there, it'll always be there. You got 145 now episodes. This is
That's the
140.
great thing about the internet. Nothing ever goes away forever.
Yeah, good thing and bad thing, I guess. But here's your 145th episode. So that's plenty of shit to listen to. I think it's a respectable library out there that we put together. And I'm proud of it, man. I'm really proud of all of it. Even fucking Kaiju Summer.
No Kaiju Summer?
I fucking. Yeah. Fuck everybody that didn't like that. But I really like doing
Fuck that one.
that. And
I had a blast doing it.
I did too. I did. It was fucking hated, apparently, but I liked it. But yeah, and in all seriousness, thank you, everybody. I always wanted to go out on the last episode by saying good fucking bye, because I thought that would be like appropriate. But that just sounds like sad. And that's not me. You know what I mean? So I'm just gonna go classic and say thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed this series. There will be no episode next week, so that's it. And yeah, good fucking night.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, look at that.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Dude, real quick, the rain thing was oddly enough, like today was like this massive storm, by the way. We had this like huge, yeah, we had the fucking the hurricane remnants that came by. So
Oh,
just
yeah.
fucked the whole city, right? Like it took me fucking, usually it takes me like 17, 18 minutes to get back to, the island, and it took me like 2 hours, over 2 hours. So bad storm. And I remember, that when we made the podcast, we had that little outro with the storm, which you'll obviously hear at the end of this one. But I always just thought that was like a calm, like kind of, for me, like listening to things, right? Like watching things, like there's always this like calming effect to just like having something on the background. And that's usually what people would probably do with a fucking podcast, right? So I wanted that to kind of be like that, kind of like, sleep machine gun thing at the end, just like a storm. And I went outside and recorded a storm. Like that shit wasn't just pulled from the internet. Like I brought the microphone outside and I recorded a fucking storm outside my house. And that's what you hear at the end of every episode. And of course, like we do the last episode, it's fucking pouring out, man. So very
That's so weird.
yeah, right? That's, I don't know, it's like
I
very.
also didn't know that that rain was actual rain.
Yeah, I went outside with the
I
mic.
never knew that.
That was on my back porch, man. Just water dripping down, hitting the back. Yeah, that was, I was watching the R.L. Stine fucking prom No, what was it? Fear Street? What was it?
Fear Street.
Fear Street. The three movies that came out.
Yeah.
I was watching the first one that night, and then I went and recorded The Rain. So, a little trivia.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's something, I guess. Something.
Yeah.